Hey, it's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
checking in
on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. What's the vibes this morning, Breeze? Where's our friends at?
Oh my God, they're pouring in both doors. They're knocking, they're stomping, they're running, they're moving, they're shaking. They're here, and they're excited. Megan's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm going on a date tonight, and I'm a little nervous.
Oh, Megan.
Yeah, excited. It's been a minute.
All right, Megan, don't panic. Everything's going to be fine.
Everything's going to be just fine.
If he takes you to Chili's, you got to get the baby back ribs.
Oh, my gosh. The baby back ribs or the, what is the app? The trio.
The trio.
The trio.
That's Applebee's.
Oh, my gosh.
I ever tell you about the time I went on a date with that girl to Chili's? She's like, if you finish everything on your plate, I will have sex with you.
My
I was eating
favorite
a
story.
Full rack of ribs, beans. I was like, really? You want this completely bloated? All right, if I ate the bone and all.
It's not the trio. It's the triple dipper. That's what it is.
Where, though?
Chili's.
Yeah, it's a triple dipper.
You know,
For what? $5?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you
they just toss it in the microwave.
You want to save a buck, you go to Chili's.
Yeah. One time, it was like a couple years ago, I texted my girlfriends and I was like, why are we not going to Chili's? And they're like, what?
Well, yeah.
So we ended up going and it was wild.
You guys want to really test the waters?
Their chips are good.
You start dating somebody new, take them to Chili's, see how they react. If they have an issue with it, they are not the one. Megan, check in with us tomorrow morning. Let us know how
she's
you
like, I'm not going to Chili's.
We're
going to
need a second date update.
Literally. Who else is here? We have Charlene. She says,
Charlene,
good morning. Feeling good. This is the first day all week. The roads haven't been garbage. On my way to the gym.
Oh, man. You're getting after it this morning at 6 something in the morning. Good for you. 6:12.
Good morning. I'd like to shout out my boyfriend whose 40th birthday is today.
It's your birthday.
Lordy, look who's 40.
We have no idea.
Yeah.
So
happy
that's
birthday.
Not going to work. He's not going to know who he is, I don't think, if we don't say his name.
Yeah, you should.
Have a great day, Moose and Breezy with an S. How are you, Vibes?
I had an awesome dinner at Red last night. It was myself, my brothers, our boss, Danger, my buddy Mark, and you would have thought we'd be full ordering everything off the menu, but the dishes there are so small. I mean, they're meant to be shared.
You get literally two scallops. I'm like, okay. I mean, they are good. But.
But the drinks were good, and the vibe was great. So it was cool. Yeah, it was a really nice night, and I'm looking forward to this weekend. Tomorrow's Friday. It's payday. The weather's not too awful today. 35 for the high. It doesn't look like there's going to be snow, but the hell do I know?
Right. We always say that, and then boom, there's snow.
it was a fun night. What's up with you?
I mean, not really sure. I've been hanging. Some cleaning, and yeah, just getting my life together like I do most days.
Yeah.
It was good. This person says, good morning, friends. I'm in my good feels because today I'm packing right now for Florida for leaving for Florida tomorrow.
See ya.
Going on Spirit Airlines. A little nervous. Have a great day. Yeah.
The Motel 6 of the skies.
Yeah. You'll crush it.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. Thank you guys for checking in this morning. We appreciate that. We like to set the tone for the week, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a teenager, you're probably going to want to hear this coming up next because the National Health Program just released nutrition guidelines for kids focused on what they should not be drinking. And they're going to be pissed after they hear this, but don't shoot the messenger. It's coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
I'd want to be next to you too, Breezy.
You're always next to me.
A leading,
never not next to me.
National health program that just released nutrition guidelines for kids focused on what they drink. And I'll tell you right now, some teens may not be happy to hear this, but among the recommendations, they are saying absolutely no caffeine before the age of 19. What are the odds that are going to happen?
If you what, they'll go to jail?
No, it's just, it's going to be very, very badly. It's going to affect you later on in life. If you have a teenager, you're more than likely familiar with Prime. It's that high caffeine energy drink that social media influencer Logan Paul, I think, developed.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
If you're not looking for a heart attack, then I probably wouldn't recommend it. This thing has 200 milligrams of caffeine. That's six times the amount of caffeine in just a 12-ounce Coke. A director of healthy eating research was discussing like all the studies they did on kids who intake caffeine on the regular. And I'm sure it's not a huge surprise, but there was a lot of negatives. It leads to sleep disturbances, depression, a lot of other mood disorders, an increased risk of other negative behaviors, like an increased risk of alcohol and tobacco use.
Wow. Okay.
And they point out caffeine can also cause high blood pressure and even heart palpitations, leading the expert panel to conclude that kids and teens should definitely avoid caffeine as much as possible. But that's not all. The group also advised parents to limit even 100% juice. They said research shows the healthiest choices for kids for adequate hydration are water and pasteurized cow's milk.
Oof.
I'm sorry. We had this discussion yesterday on the show. You think you're doing all the right things. And they're like, no, that's unhealthy.
Like, no, you're definitely not.
This causes cancer. I mean, but they're saying like between the ages of 14 and 18, you should have 3 glasses of milk per day. Really?
No. I thought it came... See, this is what I'm thinking. I thought it came out that milk wasn't healthy for you.
Well, this is pasteurized cow's milk. I don't know.
This reminds me of like when we were younger and Four Locos had came out.
Oh, please. Those were killing college
literally
students.
Literally killing. It was caffeine and alcohol, like an absurd amount of caffeine, an absurd amount of alcohol. And people were literally having heart attacks.
Yeah. Scott Spisano made me chug a Four Loko in the studio and then see how fast I can run up and down the street on Court Street.
I don't know how someone didn't die.
Your kid is sweating his ass off on the soccer field. Here's a water bottle, honey, filled with pasteurized cow's milk.
I just need a Gatorade. Prime. I just want my Bang Energy.
Too much sugar.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a caffeine girl. The only time I really drink caffeine is when I'm drinking espresso martinis, which...
I know. And it's odd because, kids today, of course, you see 14, 15-year-olds hitting up Starbucks on the daily. They all have the app, but they're not drinking coffee. They're going in there and getting a milkshake. I want a caramel frappuccino with the caramel drizzle. And a lot of whipped cream.
I think this just goes back to what we were talking about the other day with that mom who flipped out on me.
Kathy,
about if you feed your kids things from the jump, they'll never know what they're not having or they'll never know what they're missing out on. If you don't give them soda and if you don't expose them to the frappes, they'll never know that they're missing out on that frappe.
I agree with what you're saying, but on the other hand, everything is about moderation. If you give them just a little bit, it's going to keep them from going crazy when they're older and, capable of just buying all this stuff on their own.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
They're not going to go overboard. Coming up on the show, a lot of stores now make us do self-checkout, even though we don't officially work there. And others are going to make us start downloading an app to access certain items within the store. And it's actually super simple. All you have to do is own a smartphone. You have to be connected to their Wi-Fi, and you have to have your Bluetooth turned on. And they actually think this is a great idea. I'm sure people in their 80s are going to love it. We'll tell you whose bright idea this is and whether you think it's a great idea coming up next. Majority of us in the last 10 years started working in grocery stores without even realizing it.
And this gets you hot.
Once they started making us bag our own groceries, I don't know what it is. I'm just still bothered by the fact that this is a thing. And the other thing that seems to be happening now is every time I walk into CVS, especially the one on Park Ave.
Yeah.
I think we're all pretty much aware of the stats at that store when it comes to theft, are we not? Well, now CVS wants us to all download a new app. And when we need something that's located within these locked shelves, we'll have to download the app. We'll have to sync our Wi-Fi to the CVS's Wi-Fi. We have to keep our Bluetooth on. We have to make sure we have a smartphone. And then we can access these locked shelves without having to call an employee. It seems like a lot of admin. How many of you are down for this?
It seems like a lot of admin for the fact that people steal. Just stop people from stealing,
well,
and you won't have to do something like this.
What are people getting paid to do anymore? We have to now bag our own groceries. We have to be responsible for downloading an app to unlock certain items at CVS. You know what I mean? And not to mention, we got to bring a suitcase with us that's large enough to fit their oversized receipts into.
Right.
We need to be put on payroll. I mean, how hard is it to just ring the bell and wait for Susie Q to come bring her keys and open up the case so you can purchase some clear gel deodorant?
Well, you'll be waiting there for a while because they have no sense of hustle. No sense at all. Also, I just don't understand why
they have no sense of hustle.
They don't. Literally, you ring the doorbell 100 times. I'm like, why is there a doorbell on an acrylic case? And they just don't come over. I'm like, can somebody help me? I just want a 5-cent toothbrush. They're like, can't. It's like, okay. They're like, Betsy has those keys. I'm like, okay.
Where's Betsy? She's on a flight right now to Florida.
So my my 5-minute Walmart trip just turned into a 3-hour ordeal. It's too much.
Basically, if you want to open these locked shelves at CVS, not only do you have to have the app on your phone, but like I said, you have to be on the store's Wi-Fi and you have to have Bluetooth turned on so it knows which shelf you're trying to access. And this already sounds like a lot of admin, especially if you're an 82-year-old.
Just going to grab their prescriptions to stay alive.
Well, their prescriptions are at the pharmacy, but
no, I know. But while they're there, they're probably picking up a couple of things. They can't stop 100 places.
Yeah, Grammy Seal wants, she's got to get those magnums. She's getting busy in the streets.
Right.
And though, those are locked up.
Oh, yeah, they stay locked up.
But let's read through the lines for 1 second here, you guys. This is my own personal opinion because you know me. I love conspiracy theories. But this is, in my opinion, just CVS. This is a sneaky way of allowing you to use their app so they know exactly what products you are purchasing so they can go and raise the price on those products.
But it's a good point. I mean, I never really thought about it like that. I just think it's because they're lazy. And is this a nationwide thing or just at... getting robbed every day.
Well, they're going to start implementing this at certain stores within the country. Rochester might be one of those stores. Also, these lock cases, the issue is a problem that they created. Even if they're saying it's necessary to curb shoplifting, don't preach to us about shoplifting, because if there's one thing CVS loves doing, it's allowing people to get away with it. Our hands are tied. There's nothing we can do.
Can I flip out for a second?
Because
I'm just so over this. I'm so annoyed. I'm so beyond past my breaking point with why do we, the 75% of Good Samaritans that are law-obeying citizens, have to bend to the 25% of idiots who think it's okay to steal a car, rob someone at gunpoint, rob CVS, rob that? I'm being punished for that.
I don't know if it's 25%. That seems like a large number. But the thing is
I
understand what you're saying.
I thought that was generous.
Why can't they pay a security guard $20 an hour to watch the store? It's less money than the amount of money they're losing in product each day when they allow people to just come in there and take it.
Because
you remember the other summer after the Red Wings game? I was at the CVS at Park Ave and it got robbed while I was in there.
Yeah.
And I told the guy at the counter, I said, what are you going to do about it? He's like, oh, dude, this happens every day. There's nothing we can do about it.
Honestly, this is a hot take, but
do I have to pay for it?
Right, literally. He's like, can you just cover the rest of that? This is a hot take, but if you have a security guard at your store, I probably won't go to it. I probably won't.
I disagree.
God rest its soul, rest in peace to the Walgreens on Monroe Ave. But I was really nervous every time I went in there when it was around because there was a security guard and they did have to walk me to and from my car all of the time. And it was just like, what are we doing here? What are we literally doing here? I was getting solicited and badgered for money. And I'm like, I just want to pick up my photos. You know what I mean? Like,
I get that, Breeze. I get that. Let me go over to Mia that's texting in and she says, I love this idea because every time I go to CVS and need something from the lock cabinet, I feel like I have to wait forever because there aren't any employees in the store. Nobody behind the counter. There's nobody in the aisles. I can see why it becomes a target of theft sometimes. Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
My name is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Talk to us.
So I worked as a security guard downtown for about a year. I was making $18 an hour. And for the amount of violence that we had to deal with, it just wasn't worth what they were paying us because right. we didn't get medical insurance.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, because you're like a private contractor or whatever.
Well, were you like 1099?
No. So I was an employee of the company. It was like a nightclub downtown.
Oh, I see.
But for $18 an hour, I watched someone get shot. So it becomes not worth it.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Yeah,
we're good on that.
That's why I quit.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you at all.
Do you think that being a security guard at a CVS might be a safer option than a nightclub?
No.
I mean, I don't know. With the state of the world right now, you really don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, no, I know. I get that. I understand that. But wouldn't you agree, though, that they can CVS with the money that they're making can maybe toss somebody $20 an hour to stand at the door?
I mean, I wouldn't do it for $20 an hour, considering the fact that people are getting so violent.
What would be a good price for to tempt you to do that job?
Probably 30 and up, honestly.
Isn't that what like electricians get paid?
No, I think they get paid more, but
yeah. That's yeah,
it.
Wow.
It would. I think the other part of that is stop trying to hire people as part-time employees and not pay them health insurance.
Of course. Yeah, I think that's a problem a lot of people are facing today.
It's really hard to find good help these days.
Tyler, thanks for the insight, man.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good day. And you know, in this, by the way...
Yeah, I'm good on that. I'll pass. Hard pass. I'm good.
This also begs the question, though, Breezy. Would there be any issues if you opened a lock cabinet, it didn't close properly...
And now you're on the hook?
And then all of a sudden... something gets taken from the store, are they going to see that you accessed it and come to you about that missing item? I don't know.
It's like, listen, I think there's so many other measures that could be taken before we create an app, buy locks, buy acrylic casing, what are we doing here?
By the way, earlier this month, the CEO of Walgreens said that locking up everything has backfired because shoppers buy way less. So there's that. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy.
98 PXY.